All right, so are you ready for like a little detective work?
Always up for a challenge.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because today's deep dive, it's kind of like we only have a few puzzle pieces, right? Yeah,
Interesting.
we've got these like little snippets of information
Okay.
about benefits for different memberships in some kind of professional network.
Interesting.
But it's really like a mystery, right?
Nah.
We don't even know what this network is actually about.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sounds intriguing.
Yeah, and the only real clue that we've got is, well, the name of the network itself. So, like, can we actually
Arnhem? Yeah.
figure out their whole strategy from just these
Well,
fragments?
that's a challenge.
Yeah, exactly. That's the fun part, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. I love this kind of stuff. It's like, being a detective.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I find fascinating here is like, even with these tiny glimpses, we can still figure out
Yeah.
a lot about how an organization like tries to appeal to their target audience. It's
Absolutely.
like we're peeking behind the curtain,
Exactly.
yeah,
Yeah.
without them knowing,
Yeah.
right? Okay, so first puzzle piece, ready?
Okay.
VIP or
Yes.
silver
Okay.
and gold memberships,
All
right? So, I mean, you don't need a marketing degree
right.
to guess that gold is like the premium option, right?
Yeah.
The best one. But it is interesting that they decided to put VIP like on the same level as silver. What do you make of that?
I think that's a really smart strategy, actually. I mean, it's a way to kind of like elevate the silver tier, right?
Yeah.
Make it feel more exclusive.
Yeah.
And it probably appeals to, people who are looking for a step up from a basic membership, but they're maybe not ready to like, fully commit to the gold.
Right.
It's all about, psychology. A lot of these successful membership models, they use like clever psychology like this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Think about like airline frequent flyer
Oh,
programs,
yeah.
right? They have all these different levels of status and reward.
Totally.
It's just to, encourage people to spend more, like engage more with the program.
So it's like, ooh, I'm not just silver. I'm a VIP.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, I see, I see. That makes a lot of sense. All right, so now this is where the language gets really interesting. So one of the snippets mentions a free webinar marketplace listing.
Okay.
Okay, that's for the VIP or silver members. But then for gold members, they get a custom webinar landing page listing.
Oh, wow.
So those
Yeah.
two phrases, like if you compare those, I feel like it tells us a whole story, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think there are a couple of things going on there. First of all, you've got the classic free versus custom play.
Right.
I mean, free always grabs people's attention,
Right, yeah, for sure.
but it often comes with limitations,
Yes, right.
It usually signals that it's like a basic offering,
Right, exactly.
but custom implies something more, right?
Oh, yeah.
It implies a higher level of service, maybe something that's, specifically tailored to your needs.
Yeah.
So then on top of that, we have marketplace listing versus custom landing page, right? Okay, so imagine you're like a professional, right? You offer webinars, maybe you're a coach or a consultant.
Great, yeah.
A marketplace listing is basically like having just one little booth in a giant crowded market.
Right.
You're there, but you don't really stand out.
Right.
But a custom landing page, that's like having your own storefront.
Oh, wow.
You can control the design, you control the messaging, like the whole entire experience. It's way more powerful,
Yeah,
right?
totally.
To attract clients and build your brand.
So, like, marketplace listing is like shouting into a crowd and hoping someone hears you.
Yeah, basically.
But then custom landing page is like having a spotlight shining directly on you.
That's a great
The
analogy.
psychology behind these like tiny wording choices is incredible. Like it really is.
Yeah.
Have you ever been like swayed by that kind of marketing language? Like
Yeah.
custom or exclusive?
Oh, of course, yeah. I think we all have at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, it's human nature, right? We're all drawn to things that feel special or unique or like they're just for us.
Right.
But I think what's really important is to, look beyond the fancy language.
Yeah.
Like, look at the actual value that's being offered. Does it really benefit your business?
Right.
Or is it just a shiny object?
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's the question we should all ask ourselves before we, decide to upgrade to a higher tier.
Solid advice. Solid advice. Okay, so final puzzle piece. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah, hit me.
This mysterious network, right? We were talking about it this whole time. It's called the Pamper Me Network.
Pamper Me Network.
It makes me think of like, those fluffy bathrobes and cucumber water, you know?
Yeah, I can see that.
So, do you think this is specifically for beauty or wellness professionals?
Okay.
Or is it just a catchy name to, make the membership feel more pampered, I guess.
I mean, it's a really playful name for sure.
Yeah.
It definitely evokes that sense of luxury, right? Self-care.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it could very well be for professionals in those fields, right? Like, think about it. Coaches, consultants, therapists, a lot of them are using webinars now to connect with clients and grow their businesses.
Yeah.
So offering them, you know, custom landing pages, making them feel like VIPs.
Right.
It all fits perfectly with that whole pamper me branding.
It's like they're saying, join us and we'll pamper you and your clients.
Exactly.
Okay. So even though we only had these like few little clues,
right,
we've actually uncovered quite a bit, haven't we?
We have, yeah.
It seems like this network probably uses a tiered membership, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some pretty clever language to appeal to, well, most likely professionals, maybe in the beauty and wellness space, who want to grow their business online, right?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, it's a great example of how these little details can actually reveal a much bigger picture, a larger strategy at play.
Totally, totally.
And you know what? This brings up a question for you, for the listener.
Ooh, okay.
Could you use a similar system for your own business or your professional network? Think about that. What kind of benefits would make you want to upgrade?
From silver to gold.
Exactly. Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah. That's something to think about.
It is.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's our deep dive for today. We solved the case.
We did. Yeah. We did some good detective work today.
Until next time.
See you then.